Marijuana in Halloween candy won't kill your kids, but the sugar might. ANTIMEDIA. Every Halloween. Warnings to parents sound the alarm on cannabis and other drugs ending up in their children's candy. While these advisories hardly ever come to fruition, yet another hazardous substance is guaranteed to be in kids' treats, sugar. Though the hyperlink involving sugar consumption and cancer has been increasingly established in current years, researchers at KU University in Belgium published further proof this month in the peer-reviewed journal Nature Communications. According to a press release from VIB, an investigation institute affiliated with study researcher Johan Thevelin, who co-founded the 9-year joint investigation project that released the findings. Scientists have clarified how the Warburg impact, a phenomenon in which cancer cells swiftly break down sugars, stimulates tumor development. This discovery gives proof for a constructive correlation involving sugar and cancer, which might have far-reaching impacts on tailor-produced diets for cancer individuals. Quote, non-cancerous cells create power via aerobic respiration, which breaks down digested meals into power. Through this approach, Northwestern University explains, glucose is converted into CO2 and H2O in the presence of oxygen, releasing massive amounts of ATP. Adenosine triphosphate, often regarded as the energy currency of life. In contrast, cancer cells acquire power by fermenting sugar, even when ample oxygen is obtainable. This approach is named the Warburg impact. According to Thevelin, our investigation reveals how the hyperactive sugar consumption of cancerous cells leads to a vicious cycle of continued stimulation of cancer improvement and development. Thus, it is capable to clarify the correlation involving the strength of the Warburg impact and tumor aggressiveness. This hyperlink involving sugar and cancer has sweeping consequences. Quote, Business Insider further explained how the study clarified the Warburg impact. The researchers behind the new study observed yeast cells in the lab and located that their fermentation approach, the similar a single that cancer cells favor, basically stimulates tumor development. Their findings recommend that the most frequent cancer-causing genes, named ROS proteins, fuel aggressive tumors with their sugar intake. In brief, sugar awakens current cancer cells, creating them multiply and expand swiftly, according to these scientists. Though the study was carried out in human cells, the researchers cautioned that the subsequent step is to study actual individuals in clinical trials ahead of conclusions about remedies and eating plan can be produced. Nevertheless, sugar is also linked to other overall health ailments, including heart illness and obesity. According to the University of California San Francisco Health Related College, added sugars, which are added in preparation of foods, either at the table, in the kitchen or in the processing plant, and include things like sucrose and higher fructose corn syrup, are often overconsumed in the United States and pose a unique danger to youngsters and teens. The U.S. Dietary Guidelines for Americans advise limiting total intake of discretionary calories, which includes each added sugars and fats, to 5% minus 15% per day. UCSF explains. Yet youngsters and adolescents in America acquire about 16% of their total caloric intake from added sugars alone. Further, they note that the typical American consumes 19.5 teaspoons, 82 grams, every single day. That translates into about 66 pounds of added sugar consumed each and every year, per individual. Quote, UCSF also points out that sugar might have addictive qualities. Using brain scanning technologies, scientists at the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse have been amongst the very first to show that sugar causes adjustments in people's brains equivalent to these in men and women addicted to drugs such as cocaine and alcohol. These adjustments are linked to a heightened craving for additional sugar. This crucial proof has set off a flood of investigation on the potentially addictive properties of sugar. Quote, As parents prepare to take their youngsters trick or treating, proof suggests they must be far additional concerned about standard candy than weed-laced gummy bears. Carrie Wedler, Creative Commons. Anti-Media. Report a typo.